When is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr, the only thing we are certain about is that it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. This is the only thing which we can say with certainty, that it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It is hoped that it will be on the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So we know it's in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's hoped and it's more probable that it is in the last odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And we cannot say for sure that it is on the 27th, because there are various ahadith. Some ahadith mention the 27th, some the 21st, some the 23rd. Until some of the ulama like An-Nawawi and Ibn Rajab, they said that the correct opinion is that Laylatul Qadr, it changes. In different years, it changes. In one year, it may be the 21st. In the next year, maybe the 23rd. The next year, maybe the 24th. In the next year, maybe the 27th. So it may change from year to year. Now, you might ask that why is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell us when is Laylatul Qadr? Why is it that he made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forget when is Laylatul Qadr? And this is another special quality of this night. That all of the other special days, we know exactly when they are. We know when Yom Arafah is. We know when Eid al-Fitr is. We know when Eid al-Adha is. We know all of the other nights. Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made it ambiguous. And there's a great wisdom behind this. Because if I came to you today and I said to you that Laylatul Qadr is on the 23rd of Ramadan, what would all of us do as weak human beings? We would worship Allah as much as we could on the 23rd, and then we would sleep the rest of the nights and the days. Because this is the weak nature of a human being. If 23rd is the Laylatul Qadr, we will worship Allah, we'll make istighfar. As soon as the 24th comes, then we stay asleep for the rest of Ramadan. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it ambiguous. So that you seek out Laylatul Qadr. Worship Allah in every single night. And continue upon your worship. And maybe Allah will give you the tawfiq to coincide with Laylatul Qadr. And what should a person do in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Every act of goodness, every ibadah, every istighfar which you have been doing, do even more in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And there is one special action, and this is the dua which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught Ummul Mu'min Aisha radiallahu anha. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, verily you are afuun, meaning you pardon, you overlook, you forgive. Wa tuhibbul af. And not only are you pardoning, but you love to pardon and you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. So pardon me and forgive me. This dua we should increase in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Especially the last 10 odd nights of Ramadan. However, any dua and any istighfar we should increase in this.